A reading from the book of Sirach. Wrath and anger are hateful things, yet the sinner hugs them tight. The vengeful will suffer the vengeance of the Lord, who remembers their sins in detail. Forgive your neighbor's injustice. Then when you pray, your own sins will be forgiven. Should you nourish anger against your fellows and expect healing from the Lord? Should you refuse mercy to your fellows and then seek pardon for your own sins? If you who are but flesh cherish wrath, who will forgive your sins? Remember your last days. Set enmity aside. Remember death and decay, and cease from sin. Think of the commandments. Hate not your neighbor. Think of the Most High's covenant, and overlook faults. Avoid strife, and your sins will be fewer. For the quarrelsome kindle disputes. They commit the sin of disrupting friendship, and they sow discord among those at peace. The more wood, the greater the fire. The more underlying it, the fiercer the fight. The greater one's strength, the sterner one's anger. And the greater one's power, the greater one's wrath. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. We who are strong ought to put up with the failings of the weak and ought not to please ourselves. Let each of us please our neighbor for the good, for building up. For Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the insults of those who insult you fall upon me. For whatever was written previously was written for our instruction, that by endurance and by the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope. May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to think in harmony with one another, in keeping with Christ Jesus, that with one accord you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome one another then, as Christ welcomed you, for the glory of God. For I say that Christ became a minister of the circumcised to show God's truthfulness, to confirm the promises of the patriarchs, but so that the Gentiles might glorify God for God's mercy. As it is written, therefore, I will praise you among the Gentiles and sing praises to your name. And again it says, rejoice, O Gentiles, with God's people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and let all the peoples praise the Lord. And again, Isaiah says, the root of Jesse shall come, raised up to rule the Gentiles. In him shall the Gentiles hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Then Peter approached Jesus and asked him, Lord, if my brother or sister sins against me, how often must I forgive? As many as 7 times? Jesus answered, I say to you, not 7 times, but 77 times. This is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and all his goods, in payment on the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, Be patient with me, and I'll pay you back in full. Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave the whole loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, Pay back what you owe! Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, Be patient with me and I'll pay you back. But he refused. Instead, he had him put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now, when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should not you have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you? Then in anger, the master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you, unless each one of you forgives your brothers and sisters from your heart. When Jesus had finished these words, he left Galilee and went to the district of Judea across the Jordan. The Gospel of the Lord.